I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. So we're watching Rose, the first episode starring Christopher Eccleston and Billy Piper, written by Russell T. Davis. It's very exciting. I still remember watching the pirated version. I remember doing ads for this on the radio because the ABC bought airtime for the premiere. It was on a Saturday night. It was a big deal. And it rated hugely. Like, I remember the ratings on the Saturday night screenings of Doctor Who were massive for the ABC. Well, I mean, you know, what else is on Saturday? Anyway, Mickey's just been eaten by a very hungry wheelie bin that's given a bit of a... Oh, that was too much, wasn't it? Sorry. It is a thing I do. Whenever I do a sound check for a gig, I tend to burp into it and be like, ooh, I love that in the 5.1 surround sound. I wonder if that burp is in surround sound. I didn't watch it on the DVD. I do have it on DVD, obviously. But it's in that weird cardboard box. Like, I think I ended up buying another version because, like, the cardboard box with the disc, because the discs fall out of it. It was, like, the first box set of this series was a weird cardboard box that was, like, weirdly folded. Like, it's a TARDIS shape, and you open it, it's full of discs, and they're all on, like, weird, like, you turn the pages inside the big box. It was strange. And it's impossible to put on your bookshelf. So I ended up buying it again in a smaller version. Anyway, I know I've got a problem. Or maybe I printed one out and, like, made my own version to put the discs in that. I've still got the box, though, of course, because, you know, I'm a nerd. We don't throw things away. We hoard. Hoard. So Mickey's been swallowed, and Clive tells Rose he thinks the Doctor is immortal, and he also thinks the Doctor is an alien from another world, at which point we see Rose returning to Mickey, and Mickey looks plastic. He looks like he's made of Lego, like his hair is perfectly straight, like a Lego person. And Rose is like, oh, he's a conspiracy nutter. Let's go and get pizza or Chinese or something. So they're at a pizza restaurant. It looks like I know it looks fancy because, you know, she says, let's get pizza. And Mickey goes, pup, 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 pizza, like he's learning to speak. And she hasn't noticed any of this. Like, the most observant person in the world hasn't noticed that her boyfriend looks like he's made of plastic and is behaving weirdly. But again, like the arm not making the lift doors reopen, we just swallow it because of dramatic license. We're like, yeah, I can go with that. But one thing you might find difficult is the pizza restaurant, because it looks fancy, but that's pizza restaurants in the UK. Like, there's this chain called Pizza Express, which I thought, oh, yeah, all right, I'll just get some pizza thing. And it's like sit-down dinner, fancy, fancy, fancy. Although one of their favorite toppings is tuna with corn. I don't understand that at all. I mean, I'm not a tuna person. I like corn, but not on a pizza. Anyway, I don't like pineapple on a pizza. I just want Italian things on a pizza, basically. just want some olives and a mushroom. Maybe a bit of capsicum, tomato sauce and a cheese, like, you know, and some herbs. I'm really, you know, I don't like all these fancy pizzas. I don't want a satay chicken on my pizza. I used to live near this shop that put like nachos on the pizza and globs of avocado. They were amazing. But, you know, no, the regular pizzas are amazing, but I wasn't mad for like, you know, the chip things are fun and exciting the first time you have them. But then one time it's just like, I just want a pizza. I just want a plain old pizza. I have a problem with pizza. Like, I have to eat them all. Like, I don't know about you, but I've managed, you know, because I've been a fat person for a long time. But one of the things I've managed to do is to go, I should stop eating now because I'm going to, you know, eat too much. But I can't do it with pizza. I have to just keep going. Like, even beyond, if I actually feel full, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm really full now, I still will be like, yeah, but I want another piece of pizza. Like, I think it's an actual proper addiction. Like, it's like an issue. I did read in one of, like, it might have been a Michael Mosley book, so it could be a problematic thing. But I read that apparently the foods that we crave the most, like pizza and burgers, basically anything they sell at McDonald's, you know, all that kind of fast food. The reason ice cream, I think, falls into this as well. The reason we crave it so much is because it has the exact same ratio of fat to sugar as breast milk. So it's kind of like we've been conditioned to think that this is the most nourishing thing in the world, even though it is not as you get older. But yeah, it's anyway, that's pizza chat. So they've gone to a bit, oh my God, this we're not going to cover this episode at all, are we, in even a week? They go to the pizza restaurant and Rose is like, oh, should I go and get a job at the hospital? You know, is this the life of me now, just slinging chips forever? Or maybe I could go and do my A-levels. And, you know, the only reason I left school is because of Jimmy Stones and look where he ended up. I really want to know about Jimmy Stones and where he ended up now. Like, that's like a full Big Finish thing that I think they should do in the Rose Tyler dimension canon stories, but they probably won't. And Mickey is just ignoring her because he's plastic now, and he just wants to know about the doctor. And she's like, well, I'm sorry, was I talking about me for a second? And he's like, you know, did he have something to do with the shop, and where did you meet, like, what happened? And then some champagne comes over. They're like, we didn't order that. And like, then the champagne comes around to Rose's side of the table and it's like, she's like, no, we didn't order it. And it's the doctor, and he's shakes the champagne bottle and shoots the cork into Mickey's forehead, which Mickey absorbs because he's plastic and spits it out of his mouth. It's kind of wacky slapstick. Then Mickey's hand turns into a giant spade and he smashes the table. So the doctor starts wrestling with Mickey and rips his head off. Rose is like basically looking after everyone else. So she smashes the fire alarm and yells for everyone to get out as headless Mickey keeps smashing up the place. Rose runs outside. As does the doctor, in this kind of back lane thing through the back door of the pizza restaurant, they go out through the kitchen. And she's at the gate going, come on, help me open this gate. And the doctor's like, oh, let's just go in here. And he goes into the TARDIS while explaining that he's used his sonic screwdriver to lock the back door to stop Mickey getting out. But, you know, you can see someone banging at the door, which is obviously Mickey with his big spade hands. Like, he's going to get out into the laneway very soon, and they're kind of trapped in this laneway, which seems weird. Like, why is there a laneway to anywhere that only has one egress? Like, I feel like Rose is trying to go one way. Is there not something at the other end of the laneway? Like, can we not just see that that's a blocked egress as well? Like, I need to know that she's not an idiot. like, I want to know why you can't go the other way. Also, why is the laneway locked? Why is there a back door? many questions about this particular setup of this pizza restaurant. I know. So she's like, we can't go in a box. You know, like, we'll get in trouble. And then Headless Mickey has smashed through the back door of the pizza restaurant. Like, there's a big hole in it now. So she's like, all right, and goes into the TARDIS. And she's like, he'll be able to get us in here. And the doctor says the assembled hordes of Genghis Khan couldn't get in here, and they've tried. She freaks out about how big it is, so goes outside to have a look again and goes back in. and the doctor's like, you have to shut up for a minute, because he's attaching wires to Mickey's head, and the doctor's like, I can trace it back to the source. And Rose is like, is this alien, the giant spaceship inside the small box? And he's like, yep. And she's like, are you alien? He's like, yeah. And Rose is upset about Mickey. And the doctor's like, oh, I didn't even think about the real Mickey. And then he starts melting on the console. And the doctor's like, ah! He's like, the signal's gonna fade. Starts wrenching things on the console, and the TARDIS takes off. And the doctor walks out, and Rose is like, it isn't safe out there. And then she follows him and realizes they've moved. The doctor's like, oh yeah, it disappears here and reappears there. She thinks it flies. And Rose is worried about Headless Mickey, and the doctor's like, oh no, the rest of him, it all melted like the head. And Rose gets really infuriated that the doctor doesn't care about Mickey, and he snaps. He's like, I've been trying to save every stupid ape on this planet. You know, don't have to care about just one. Which makes me wonder, are Time Lords not descended from primates? I don't know if I've got time for a theory this episode. We'll continue in the next one. My primate theory.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.